heard a couple of things when you were praying. If I cannot correct you, I'm not your pastor. Amen. Your pattern of prayer determines, says a lot about who discipled you. How you pray speaks a lot. When I came in, I saw the way you were praying. I told myself, if they pray like this, if you are praying alone, there's a way to pray. But if you are in a church, there is a swagger you need to add to it. Or else people will enter into church and sleep, even in prayer, while you are praying. People will pray and they'll be dozing. Oh, Father, we are thank you. When you are praying and you are leading prayer, you lift up your hands and you tell people, lift up your hands. Why? It's two reasons. Why we say people should lift up their hands when we say they should pray. The lifting up of our hands is, as according to David, an evening sacrifice. Amen. It means it makes meaning to God when we lift up our hands and pray. I wish that men will have their holy hands lifted in all places, Apostle Paul. So we have an example in the Old Testament. We have an example in the New Testament. There's a reason why we lift up our hands when we pray. Number two, lead people into the prayer. So if I'm saying we want to pray about a particular focus, let's say we want the people that we have ministered to come to church, you will get results better when you start praying like this, I'm telling you. So I am saying, Father, you too, because we want to pray together, we must agree. You repeat with me. And then you give the request. They also repeat the request. Then you mention it together to the Father. After that, don't ever speak about it. Start praying in tongues. Amen? Are you following what I'm saying? What is the essence of saying, let them come, let them come? Let them, is God's ear blindly deaf? Or is he deaf that did not hear the first one that you spoke to him? You have said what you know how to say and understand. The rest, say it in the spirit. Amen? Are you getting what I'm saying? But be sure that the first, you know, we all agree. He said, if two shall agree concerning a thing. There is a big difference between praying together and agreeing. Agreement is two people. This is the terms and conditions, and we both agree on it. And we have announced what we agree on, and therefore, the rest, we talk to the Father in the Spirit. Or else, there is a thin line between expressing your faith and vain repetition. Are you catching what I'm saying? The thin line between it. I think this your AC is too cold. This your face is looking like you want to sleep. Switch off the fan first. Switch off the fan. Let it wound all of us in this place. Amen. That's what I do in Abuja. Once people start, I say, switch off the fan. I close the window. It will wound all of us in this place. And when I'm teaching, I find out that they are trying to, I say, all of us, stand. Why am I standing and you are sitting there? If the preacher is standing, the receiver should be standing. Glory to God. My wife told me, she said, before people think that you are a narcissist, you better stop this thing. I said, I'm not stopping. What's the meaning of narcissist, sir? It's a new English. I don't know the meaning. To me, I just sit online. Glory to God. So, did you get that? So we want to pray concerning this. So I want us to pray concerning one fact now. I'm aware that you have been reaching out to your environment. And watch what happens between now and Sunday. So be on your feet. Let's pray. Everybody say after me, Father. We ask that in the name of Jesus, everyone that we have reached out to in this environment, your spirit brings them. Now pay attention. Do you have something outside that on Sunday that tells that is you are having a service here? Because somebody can be looking for you and you are not prepared for it. Like this morning now, I was busy calling somebody for something that will bring at least 6 million into his pocket. He's not picking call. I'm sending message to him. He's reading the message. He's not replying. Even if you are in church, you could just say, I'll revert. But you know that same person has been disturbing me for like 1 month and say, Pastor, I'm broke. Anything. Now I'm trying to get the thing to him. He's not replying. You see? So that you have to be prepared. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask every soul we have reached out to that your spirit draws them in this new week and beyond. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray in the spirit now. Zeto predeko teko parakatia zoze jashablano ento preneketeke rodia baratas kapayande balano riado beretesco tekoga legloka gronigleske brandai deve leto shebe leto brano parako teplemeto riado bragadaska andeve so sublania keteklo prodokosko peleti roske praktike koroa de blaha. Jasha blatekle prodekeske pelete. Leketoria ruade manasaskaba nevianto plakaska. In Jesus' name we receive. Now, when after you pray, you must receive. Because you can pray and leave the answer the hanging. So you assure yourself that you have received. Praise God. Please have your seat. So now, I want to welcome myself to Faith House Church Lagos. Amen. I'm excited to be here. I've been wanting to be here for the past 2 Sundays in person, but thank God I'm here now. And I will be here much more. Praise God. Yeah. Glory to God. And in fact, we are going to be streaming our services. We're going to be doing it in such a way that if I'm ministering here, we'll just get a copy for them in Abuja. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it's going to be the same series. Amen. But I discovered that may you not leave your home behind to go and help someone and while the devil is attacking your home. That's why I quickly rushed back. Told myself I'm coming back to join you, to join forces with Pastor Dixon, to rescue Faith House Church Lagos. Because you don't know it's a spiritual attack. Amen. It's a very, very big one, and it takes the heights of an ego in the realm of the spirit to see what is going on. And when I caught it, I've always known, but I didn't have time. I wanted you to deal with it, but I told myself, it's better I teach you how to deal with it. Watch me do it. Amen. If I go to Abuja with not knowing anybody and fill up a hall, at least if I don't fill up that hall, I fill it up once every month. Then the rest, from there we harvest more people. Watch me do what I did in Abuja. Watch me replicate it in like 1 month among you. Then keep up the fire like that. Amen. The role of a leader is to step forward and say, see, something is wrong. And then give you the tools to fight. Do you get what I'm saying? We're going to fill up this place in less than 3 months. You will not have space, I tell you. Amen. If you have space, if you still have space, don't follow me again. Praise God. It works like wildfire. What you know, you know. What you don't know, you still don't know. That's the way life is. What you know, you know. If you still don't know, you still don't know. So it's better, you know, I equip you all with the tools that will help you to fulfill ministry. Lagos is a very, very crazy place. People walk from Sunday to Sunday. But do you know that in that same Lagos, many people don't have space right now for the kind of people that come to them? Are you aware? So it takes strategy. And we have done it before, and we are going to do it again. Amen. Now I'm aware that now that I didn't go to church in Abuja, some people will have passed the information. They say, Pastor is not coming today. So you see, church can be very, very funny. Pastor is not coming today. And there's no online streaming in Abuja. You know, there's even online streaming here. Let's say, okay, I choose not to come to church. I will stream online in Abuja. There's no live streaming. The network of the venue is the poorest I've ever seen in the entire Nigeria. We can't even stream. How many of you know the crossover service? You know, you notice the way it was behaving. So, now, the reset for today has been recorded. But it skipped my mind yesterday because of the plenty activity. We left here late yesterday for them to send it to you. So we will just do that on Sunday, because I just checked the time and it's past 10. And I'll just go straight to my message. Are you ready? Let's be on our feet. I want us to take some songs. Do you have unending praise? So what do you have here? If you be on your feet, just lift up your hands and say, Father, I'm ready to receive from you right now. As the word comes, it will affect my spirit, my soul, my body, my finance, my marriage. I will see the effect in the life of my children. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Go ahead and just speak in tongues. In the name of Jesus. Lubridosko plataka bayana mande. Robenete sendo clobradabaska. Ladento sontele brados capas. Rebe don sento clabracatelegesco prodoveski. La tombe ronde sacla practas. Lego sejo brande manatazaki. Rabendo soclo practica bayadin. Lado seke ponda leges. Liso frenecte caburatascaba. Rabonde seke tegliba. Borodoske. Rateke via la manakayande. La tonze tongle practice sonshi. Rabedote cliparodia cabayanda. Adevleno so seplecte clo brandes. Raboke teke yedia. Gagayanda shamboloske. Rodosco basigate. Pray in the Holy Ghost as we do that song. Lateco mandi, Zabarantes, Lateno, Pratico, Bruno Chavez, Barreton, Selemanco, Latija Majaba Latasca, Araba de Lecosco, Brenediate, Lebonoson Sebelete, Lecaban Bruski Barata, Raponde, Visca Palata, Yashebe, Letosia, Gratego, Burunoski, Maneco, Tobreneveski Palabasca. Rabedon son selia demande rababanda sata lekonde kamba diska prakta kabayanda rabondo son tekiba havi leton sekton setons jabrikteske prokto kobayada rababanda sate losata kabayanda ironde vinango lekonde barakoska embranoski. Oh, thank you Lord for the anointing. Oh, glory to God. Rabantesko palata. Put volume on that thing. Pray the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lekote borata kayanda, embanese solegoto, lo rabata kaska bayanda, irabandoves, pelento kumbranda, rabendo sekto kopo yedeke skipa lava, irabakata yanda kabayanda, ledo soto kopekte skabelete, jashaka togeloske brunoske telediade, rababanda sata, lakonde koso prekte kabayade, erabade alikata. Latego Nascoba, Latebro Nesiklo Koto Predike, Rabendo Veskibalata, Lanto Koba Yanende, Eletu Siklo Predike, Rababandas, Entopo Yonogoskobalata, Elatoria, Rabedelegeskoba Yande, Jakudi, Jakatabra Daskapa, Rabebelevesonte, Lako de Korate Koskoba Lavas, Yidona Sapla Katayande Kobradas. Oh, Ketsko Palavashis. Thank you, Father. Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, I just thank you because you have made my mouth the pen already at the right time. I call the spirit of clarity to be here in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. Please have your seat. Amen. Okay. Now, let's go straight to teach us to pray. So don't please remind me that the reset leadership class should be gotten from Abuja. Amen. It was actually recorded on Saturday. And just a lot on my mind. So I looked at it. I wanted to do it. But I just checked the time and found out that no, we have to stick close on time. Teach us to pray. This one will be part two here. Am I right? How God answers prayer and men seems not to know. How God answers prayer. So I can be praying to God for elevation in my job. God will answer with elevation and I will not know that he has answered with elevation. I can be praying for increase. All right? God will increase me, and I will not know. Let me... I said this more than maybe close to 1,000 times. I learned that the way God answers prayer is not the way that we actually think he should answer prayer many times. And because we did not know, we suffer. Let me give you an example. Maybe 2012. I had this crazy, demonic pain on my left leg. And now, there is a big difference between when you are having pain and when the devil wants to cut your leg. Because it was obvious that this one is not just pain. There was a gunshot in Futa. Exchange of gun. Police, there was a riot. I think the school authority called police to calm things down. And you know, police wants to just give them 2K like this. They can shoot a bullet of 40 million. And so, they just, when I heard that, what am I supposed to do? To be speaking in tongues? No. Come and see speed. The way I was running. The thing happened in Futa South Gate. The gunshot was in Futa South Gate. I was running towards North Gate. You seen one part like that. Now, there's a part we used to take. Many students were running. And the place was slippery. So even people were falling. But as they were falling, they were starting. So when I fell, I just stood up. And this, there was people. I was just running. Say, ah, God, my life. When I got home, I found out that the pain was there. That was the beginning of this issue. You know what ended up turning to cancer, and then they cut some people's leg? That's how it starts. Go to hospitals. Many people have lost part of their bodies. It started as something small. So when I woke up, the pain was there, but I found out that my leg has become shorter by some inch than this one. But it wasn't much. That was the first time I will experience that kind of thing. I've not seen, I don't know that if you fall down that your leg can become, I've never read it anywhere. I never knew. So I was still wondering. And you know the reason why I keep focusing on teaching Christ, in Christ's revelation, Christ, Christ, because I know. We have a leadership class to balance it now. But I know that one day may come that you are left alone to face life. In fact, you will call, even a brother in church will call, the phone number will not go. Because that's the way the devil arranged those kind of things. You will be left with what you know that day. Now, I'm inside the room thinking about my life. That, it still looks like a dream. May you be prepared ahead of the day of battle. Amen. Oh, you didn't catch that. I say you will be prepared ahead of the day of battle. Amen. No battle will catch you unprepared. Amen. So, since there's no lecture the second day, they've canceled lecture. I said, let me stay in my house and just see how things will go. Then the next day I slept and woke up. The leg has now become more shorter than this one. Then it's obvious now that I'm in trouble. It's either doctor help me or God help me. But I've always been equipped. So I brought out Kenneth Hagin. If you see the Kenneth Hagin 1980 Healing School, all the videos, I have it. Put it on my laptop. Sat, I was watching. Now, and I don't used to hear Kenneth Hagin very well because he speaks very fast. And the quality of the recording is not like what they have today. But I just strained my ear. Then when it comes to the time of miracles, I used to watch more keenly. You know, let me quickly add this before I go back to that story. You know, I was in Lagos here. Okay, I'm in Lagos, right? I'm just trying to look at where Fan is. And I was serving at Fan Quarter the airport for IT. And we had a lot of students there. All the girls and guys from uni, like they just paired themselves, boyfriend, girlfriend, this one. I got the free Wi-Fi, downloaded the Harlem videos, full video. Watched any Harlem video that anybody is just watching now. I've watched it more than 1,000 times before they saw it. At least since 2013, 2014. Are you catching what I'm saying? I've sat down with those things, watched like I want to die. There's no Benin Crusade that ever exists, except the new ones that is doing, that I've not watched. That's preparing ahead of the day of battle. You see this Jankara prayer. Oh God, you will do it. You will do it. If he does not do, what will you do? Will you kill him? I'm going to pray and God is going to, if you don't do it, I will not come, I will not, serve him. Who are you? I have watched those things very well. So I took a chair. I said, if this thing is real, it will have to work for me today. So I said, leg, in the name of Jesus, come out with my own eyes, with my own eyes. I saw my leg grow out. Grow to the right one. Then, for the first time in my life, I don't understand how this works. You know, there's a gift called walking of miracles. Walking, you walk it. That's different from gift of healing. The problems that come to you in life can either advance you or destroy you. But make sure you tell yourself, this thing will advance me. My gift of walking of miracles did not come by laying of hands. It came by problem. A problem. Satan wanted to kill me and I decided not to die. So I saw my left grow to this one, then grow beyond this one. So I'm thinking, no be what I love this now. I want my leg back to where it was. The leg is growing now taller than this. I don't know if you can imagine the state I found myself. Now imagine, I need you to think. Because, you know, when we talk about these things, you could hear it as a story. But imagine how I will be feeling. Because I didn't plan this to be part of my life, for God's sake. I just want to go to school and graduate. Now I'm having a leg that is shorter than a leg that is longer. What's going on? Now, I don't know what to do. Because I have watched Kenneth Hagin grow legs. And the legs get balanced. But I did not see the other. I've not seen this one before. Where the leg that you are trying to grow now grows longer, way longer than the one that is balanced. So I'm in trouble now. So I stood up and walked. Now, I was walking like this before because this was shorter. All right? Now I'm walking like this because this one is now longer than this. I would say, God, help me. It was in the midst of that I learned that the miracle working power of God is not depending on God. He stops where the user says he should stop. I learned it not by studying, by experience. If I'm teaching somebody some things and they start arguing with me, I just leave them. Look at me. Is it me that is having a problem? The miracle working power of God is not controlled by God. It's controlled by the user. I collected my transcript 3 days ago. It should be 3 days ago now. And I called my wife. I said, come, you see this course? I told you I scored B in this course. It's not this, don't practice it at home. Amen. Glory to God. I don't like going to farm because I have issues with fly. If you want me to leave a house for you, just let, you know, fly. All right, be there. So in the farm, you know when you bend down, those things, they were it's very distracting. So the first time I went for that course, I just left. I used my clothes to cover my ear like this. Sometimes they will not enter. I will remove it again. I said, God. I learned that the miracle working power of God even covers for your business by experience. I carried bottled water, prayed inside it, went to spray on my farm. I said, if I fail, I fail. I'm not coming back to this farm. I now showed my wife, 68B. You say, There's no way somebody that did not go and cultivate his farm will have 68B. When people that cultivated had 48D. How? I don't know. Miracle working power of God is with you. And it is up to you what you do with it. Unlike what Reverend Egan taught, that it is as the Spirit wills. Amen. I'm reading Reverend Egan's material, and he says, the manifestation of the Spirit is as the Spirit wills. My experience tells me something different. That it is not the Holy Spirit that determines the gift of the Spirit that works in your life. It is as you. Amen. I'm not saying Reverend Higgins wrong. I'm only saying my experience is different from what he wrote. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, I'm going back to that story. When God answered your prayer and you did not know. So my leg grew out. Then I found that I didn't know how to return this one back. So I didn't go out. I was just managing myself inside the room, still thinking of what I will do. Then I slept and woke up and found out that this leg has gone back to meet this one. Praise God. I said, oh, wow, that's wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I now began to have one pain at the ear. Now, that pain, as at that time I was ministering to the sick. In fact, you know, our healing meeting is now more organized and more posh those days. You need to see the way our ministry is very raw and unpolished kind of healing meetings. Just put banner outside. I can just tell someone, go and hug that banner now. If you want to be very unpolished way of doing things. All manner of methods. And people were testifying. But me, if you see that pain look like this. Anytime it starts, you look as though I should take a knife and cut that part of my body. Probably if the blood rush out of that place, probably I'll be fine. That's how bad. So I began to use the same power of God. And do you know that if the devil wants to destroy your life, he will send you a teacher. Amen. And if God wants to help you, he will also send you a teacher. Do you know that time I began to see teachings everywhere that says that actually the gift of the Spirit is for other people, not for you. That God give you the anointing to minister to others. Even me, I thought it too. Because that was also becoming almost my reality. So I said, you know, the anointing on our life now is for people. It's the God anoint us for people, not for us. You yourself, I did not know that the anointing that works for others is for me. That's why you must take teaching ministry very seriously. And doctrine is very important in church. If one of the things you should look at before settling down in a church is the doctrine, because doctrine can make you and it can mar you. So now my experience is like that. People are getting healed. I am suffering. Probably the anointing is for them. And for me, I will have to go through, you know, some process. Maybe God is even trying to train me. God is not trying to train you. You are just suffering. That's just the zombie. You are suffering. Amen. Glory to God. Now, I'm just trying to show you how God helped me out of that problem and how God answers prayer. So I went to a pharmacist. And the pharmacist said it has happened to him before. He said, do you notice that when you have that pain, are you able to go to the toilet? I said, no. He said, that's it. It's not something that you can heal like that. Oh. It's something that you'll be managing, but I'll give you some medication. You'll just be managing it. He said, it will relieve you of the pain. I said, okay, I've heard you. I went back. Now I began to put the word of God to work for myself. But one thing I discovered is that I got to my breaking point. Now, and I made a statement to God. You know, God is here, so I have no business. There is nothing I can lie to you. I said, God, if I get to heaven, because this thing, the way it's going, it's likely going to kill me. If I get to heaven, it will not be easy between me and you. There will be a problem. Because it is either your word is true or this thing is fake. May you get to a point where nothing can convince you in another way that your God is not true. Amen. Because now I'm in between. How can you say by whose stripes I was healed? If somebody was healed, can he be sick? Me, I believe it. I know itself. I'm not. I know I was healed. I know. Why am I still like this? So it cannot be easy in heaven. Because I know I'm not going to hell if this will kill me. No response from God. You know you can't force God to respond to you. Amen. Then in the midst of that, I slept off. I thought it was real. Then my door opens. Who is in this room? Archbishop with his big, that golden agbada. Very tall, looking at me where I'm sleeping. Lois, how many times will I tell you to drink water? How many times will I tell you to drink water? Stand up. Stay on my shoulder. Carry me. Brought me down. Opened the door. I left. Then I knew I wasn't awake. Oh, it's a trance. Do you know that it now began to occur to me that from the day I began to rebuke that pain and cause it to dry up and die from my body, anytime I enter a taxi to school, somebody will be educating people on the radio the importance of taking water, the liters you should take every day. If I read any news anywhere on phone, something will pop up on social media, the importance of water. That was God answering me and I never knew. How many times? In other words, I have spoken too much to you. I have answered you too much. You are so dumb, deaf, I be well with that you cannot catch me, what I'm telling you. And then it now occurred to me that it doesn't take time for God to answer prayer. It just takes time for us to receive. Amen. Now, this teaching is to help you to receive answers very fast. It doesn't take time for God to answer your prayer. But it takes time and it takes training. The reason why it takes a lot of time to receive is that we are not trained. And stop getting angry when somebody tells you the truth. One of the ways to actually make progress in life is when they tell you who you are or your state, just agree. Amen. Do you know that one of the reasons why some people are still poor is that they are saying, I'm not poor. I'm not a poor man. If you are making less than $1 million every year, as profit. In Christ, you are not poor, but you are poor in real life. Amen. So I cannot be. So if I now see somebody that wants to teach me, or guide my life, teach me. How do you do it? Amen. Glory to God. $1 million every year is too small because you know your expenditure will increase too. Amen. Are you aware? Now, so how does God answer prayer? Put on the screen. 1 Corinthians 12. You have to start putting on the screen from next Sunday, amen. 1 Corinthians 12. How God answers your prayer. How many of you want? If you want to know, just say, I want to know. Just tell me. You. This one now, I'm supposed to be charging people 40 pounds. Master class, how God answers prayer. Amen. 40 pounds. Because this thing is too precious. Are you following what I'm saying? This information is too precious that sometimes I just feel like, my God, this thing is inside the Bible and people are just suffering like this. I've said it again, and I'll keep saying it. When people say, don't go to God for what he can do for you. Don't look for the hand of God. Look for his face. Follow God for who he is. Who is he? Who exactly is God? I follow God for what he can do for me. I am too small not to follow God for what he can do for me. And God is too big for me to be following him for I can only know who you are for what you do to me. Amen. I'm not following God. We're just loving God. We are in love with God. It's better God loves me. Eh? I receive love. God is too big. He's not love-starved. You know, God is not looking for attention. Amen. God is not like, I'm not women. I'm not abusive. But it's not like your wife, amen, that is looking for attention. God, if you don't talk to God, God is not starved. Like, I don't have someone to talk to me. He's self-existent. Do you understand what I'm saying? He's too big for me not to follow him for what he can do for me. I follow God for what he can do for me. He said, let's just follow. We people look at the hand of God too much. It's about his hand. Yes, for me, it's about his hand. I'm still telling you, yes. I'm looking forward to the next thing he will do for me now, today. Amen. Then tomorrow, I already have, what else do you have for me? He said, he loads us daily, meaning there is something that God has for me today. Are you catching what I'm saying? It's a matter of what next. I'm like a spoiled kid in the house. You know that spoiled kid that just gets, he just open the freezer. There are five people in the household. He doesn't ask whether it is daddy or mommy that puts this watermelon juice there for themselves. He just say, there's one, I beg, drink. That's the way any good thing that God has, I collect. Any good thing, as I just opened my Bible, I see, this one is good. And when I read 1 Corinthians 12, I saw something. I said, God, what a wonderful blessing 1 Corinthians 12 is. One of the ways that God answers your prayer is what we call gifts of the Spirit. Gifts of the Spirit. Now, this gift of the Spirit is not gift of the Spirit from others that others have. It is gift of the Spirit that you have. Amen. In fact, if I want to be patient and do this, it should be a series on its own. This should be a series on its own. Gift of the Spirit. God, you answering your prayer, true gift of the Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12. Now let's look at it. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Verse 2. You know that you were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. Now, let me talk to you about these dumb idols of a thing. Don't think that idols are dumb, except you actually know who you are in Christ. Idols are not dumb to people that don't know who they are in Christ. I'm 40 years old, amen. Are you catching what I'm saying? Idols are not that dumb. They are only dumb when you know who you are in Christ. I was kidnapped, taken to one bush in Ayemi. They carried one water, say Omiero. They began to use on everybody. This should be about 12 or 13 years ago. Everything they told every one of us to do there, everybody was doing it. Bring out your phone from your pocket. But because I know who I am in Christ Jesus, I know these idols are dumb. If you see the shrine and all of those things where they put some poor oil on some things and all of that, I say, this is dumb idols. I've been trained on these things. This is dumb idols. So in their mind, probably the thing was working on me. So when they say, bring out everything in your pocket, I brought out my phone and my key. Sit down there, everybody. I sat down. They thought maybe it was working on me. You know, I was calculating where demon will kill them now. Now I say, my God will kill you. I'm going to pray to my God. It's not God that kill people. If you want anybody killed, say Ogun will kill them. Amen. I'm telling you, it's Ogun that kill people, not God. And we can use Ogun to kill people. It's just that we don't want to actually move us to go to that place. We can tell demons to kill people and they will literally die. Amen. But don't go there. Now, I'm sitting down there. I just want to explain dumb idols. I got to a point, I said, I just wasted my time. I just carried my key. I said, I beg, give me transport fare. I won't leave this place. I said, where do you think you are? Where is it? I just see, started walking. Come and see story. All those incantations. To be sincere with you, I say the truth in Christ, I lie not. It's as though wind entered under my shoe, lifted me up. But I know, so I'm trying to stand on here. I'm like, what's going on here? The Spirit of God told me, you better start talking. If you face some of the things I face, you can never be afraid easily. With some of the drama, in fact, the things I faced does not make Nigeria's craziness really look like something to me. I just, Nigeria has always been like this. Are you aware that people die anyhow in this country? every day. And it's not new. People are the only thing I see is that people are just getting to shout about it. It has always been like this. Now, look at it. 13 years ago that I'm speaking, that this thing happened. No but no arrest, nothing, nothing. He just, when I spoke to it, Baba, he said, let's thank God for your safety. That's the end. Now, I look back at the guy in the face. When somebody is using jazz against you, one of the ways to paralyze that power is to look them in their eyes. Because the eye is the window of spirit. Amen. Glory to God. I look at him in his eyes and I see, nothing shall by any means hurt me. Oh, God, give me my transport fee. I'm leaving this place. Give me my transport fee. I want to leave. The other guy that is, leave him, John, leave him, leave him. Just threw some money at me. Let that guy go. Don't spoil business for us. Go, 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 go. That was how I came. When I came, I saw myself, are you hearing me? When I spoke about it, to let you know, because I posted about it on social media, people said it's a lie, Ondo is safe. Dumb idols, they are only dumb when you know you are in Christ Jesus. Are you catching what I'm saying? Now, he says, verse 3, wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed. Still, no man speaking by the Spirit of God will call Muhammad accursed. Let me tell you why I say, I know that one is shaking you. We have not been called to abuse the spiritual leader of anybody. I'm aware that many people have been killed for calling Muhammad names. But you should be very, very careful. You see, we were all ignorant before. And you should be, when people are very, very emotional when it comes to their spiritual leader or, you know, who they follow. If at all you have issues with Muhammad and you have some things you want to say, you can say it in your room. But never speak about it. Muhammad is, you are not trained. Leave people alone and pray for their salvation. Because you too, you didn't know. If not for the privilege of the gospel that came to you, you wouldn't have known. Amen. Do you know every Sunday in Federal Church Lagos, we have people with hijab come to church at least 2 or 3, sometimes 10, sometimes 15. I have never called them for altar call and say, come and give your life to Jesus Christ. Or come and accept the life of Christ. I have never. Midweek service I did on Wednesday, three people with hijab. They sat down at the other. They have a corner they used to see when they come. I never said, you know, Islam. I just raised the question. I said, please, can you answer me? I'm aware that in Kwara, about 172 people died. And the people, most of them were Muslims. Are you aware? That majority of people that were killed in Kwara were Muslims. And that they said they want to come and teach them Sharia law, the dictates of Sharia. Please, those of you that you used to go to mosque. Yeah. Because I also need education from you. Can you tell me why? Because if at all you want to fight, you want to protect your brothers first. If they were Christians, we can understand why you did what you did. But why are they killing you guys? They all look at me and they did not find an answer. I said, maybe you guys need to start thinking. Are you guys thinking what I'm thinking? I didn't say more than that. Glory to God. Then I looked at one of them and said, come, let me show you. I wish maybe they'll show you the video in one of the services. I said, see, you and your husband, you have issues. This and this has been happening. If your husband would want to come, tell him to come, because this is the solution. And I'd like to tell him. Now, there is nobody that could have told me that. Amen. That is only by the Holy Spirit. But do you know that that does not save that woman? Do you know that if she has not believed Jesus Christ in any of my service, till then, if she dies, she's going to hell. Yet, I'm patient. Because it is not altar call that saves people. Before somebody can say he's saved, he must understand the implication of the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Then when he says it and believes it, he is saved. But do you know I can call somebody to come out and say, hey, every one of you, people will come out because of the rice or whatever you want to give to them. They say, if I don't come out now, they may not give my children scholarship. Let me come out, but they will still go to hell. So we must painstakingly teach people Christ. Doctrine is important. Amen? Are you catching what I'm saying? So no man speaking by the Spirit of God will call Jesus accursed, and no man speaking by the Spirit of God will go and call other people's spiritual leader accursed too. Amen. Now, and that no man can say Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. And there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But, let's read verse 7 together, everybody. One to go. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with. The manifestation of the Spirit is given only to pastors to profit with. Is that what is there? Yeah. The manifestation of the Spirit is given only to some people who have worked with the Lord to profit. Is that what is there? Please, are you a man? Yes. Are you a man? Yes, because I asked that question in Abuja. Somebody said, no, I am a woman. I said, no, yet. Don't let me arrest you. These people, Abuja people, will not wound me in that church. I said, you are a man. The word man means human being. Amen. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man. Every man. And he didn't say the Spirit is given to every man. Did you see that? But the manifestation of that Spirit is already given to every man. Meaning there are diversities. The Spirit of God is manifesting in your life every day, if only you are taught. He didn't say the Spirit has been given to every man. He's saying the manifestation of that Spirit in different ways has been given to every man. Not some men, every man. So God wants to answer people's prayer, and one of the ways he answers is the manifestation of the Spirit, because that is the first thing you have access to when you come into Christ. Manifestation of the Spirit. That's why this thing called manifestation of the Spirit cannot be used to rate spiritual maturity, because it's given to every man. Not every man that has walked with the Lord, not every man that has stayed in the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man. Whether they have been grown in, you know, temperance, whether every man. So you can't use the manifestation of the Spirit to judge spiritual maturity. Are you catching what I'm saying? It's just that, see, some people have got to know that the manifestation of the Spirit in my life is like this. Mm. And they use it, and they build a ministry around it, and they cash out. Amen. And there's nothing you can, and with their cashing out, they will still carry cocaine. You know, they caught one pastor at international airport carry cocaine. If I'm thinking twice, maybe I should not go with my Gary. Amen. You heard I was coming to Lagos, I came with Gary. Amen. Because I'm traveling from Lagos to some countries. So I just felt like, as I just said it now, if it be God, then he follow me to say. Because I say, we saw cocaine. And you know those people are very crazy. They can go and change it in and say, this is the one we caught. But I was thinking, I love Gary so much. Now I can. Please, Lord, I will pray very well. Glory to God. Can you hear me? It's all well. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. So, can you see me, everybody? So, it is the manifestation of the Spirit that is given to every man, not just the Spirit. Letter S, caps lock S. Amen.
Manifestation of the Spirit.
All the manifestation of the Spirit. This is
Alléluia. Alléluia. Alléluia.
Glory to God. There was a mathematics course that I did in school. I didn't know that course that much. So I told a lady in our lodge, we were all students. I said, I've told you this story before. Wake me up around 2 a.m. so I can read. But she's a maths guru, so that she can show me area of concentration and all of those things. Honestly speaking, this lady woke up, read with some other guys in the lodge and slept. So when I woke up around 5 a.m. for a course that will start all those exams of 7:30 a.m., I just knew that I'm in trouble. I saw carryover. Carryover saw me, and we smiled at each other. You guys, I see. Carryover, you have carried this course. Just forget it. So out of panic, I just carried my book. Now, the panic was so much, because I was on first year in school. And so I'm thinking, what will I read now? Then suddenly, look at the manifestation of the Spirit. I dropped my book, I still remember, on that bed. Because when I in under level, I didn't have a reading table. But you know, we used to do ME, engineering drawing. Those of you that went to, so you have a ME board. So that white chair that has handle, you just put your ME board on it, that's your table. So I just put it on it. I carried my Bible and started reading. After reading and reading and reading, now look at the manifestation of the Spirit. It's not a voice in my head, a voice on the inside, a knowing. Drop your Bible, I drop Bible. Pick a book, I pick a book. Question, example 3 in your notes, write it. I wrote number 1, the question and the workings. Example so and so, I wrote it. So I listed out 10 examples that they have worked in class. Are you following what I'm saying? And I wrote it out. Now, I took those things, I dropped my notes, and I picked that stuff, and I began to memorize it. Now, when we were going to class, pay attention. I'll never forget, Wale asked me, he said, this course, Wale Tugbaski. He said, this course, I don't know it too. And both of us have been saying we don't know this thing, but I know you have read. I said, Wale, if you copy me, you will fail. Don't try it. Because the way we used to arrange it those days, I wasn't that too bold again. I would sit in front. You would sit adjacent. So, Oga, copy before. I said, this course, if you copy me, your failure will be very long. Because I still don't know what is happening. I just felt because I already made up my mind, there's no way the lecturer will go and set what you read now. You don't know. So I'm just like, let's just read something so that anyhow, we shall have something to put. Only for them to give me the question. What I wrote in my book as number 1 was number 1A. Not one of the questions. What I wrote as number 2 was number 1B. What I wrote as number 3 was number 2A. They asked 5 questions, A and B, and it was all those 10 questions. Exactly the way I wrote it. That's manifestation of this. So I carried my transcript before I traveled. I said, come and see the course I was talking about. Amen. And that manifestation of the Spirit has not been given to some people, has been given to every man. Hey, God. I have manifestation of the Spirit. Now, look at this. It says 4:1. Is given the Spirit, okay, by the Spirit, the word of wisdom. To another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. Now, in the originals, do your research. I know you are a student of the word in this church. The word of wisdom is not there. What was there in the originals is very simple. For to one is given by the Spirit wisdom. To another, knowledge by the same Spirit. Do you understand what I'm saying? Knowledge, wisdom, by the same word, Spirit. Are you catching what I'm saying now? So, and what we used to call word of wisdom, even what we are, is wrong. because we believe that word of wisdom is what will happen in the future. So word of knowledge is like a prophetic picking. It's wrong. The word knowledge, what most time we call word of wisdom, word of knowledge, that manifestation is actually manifestation of prophecy. That one where I tell you what is coming, what is now, or what has been in the past is gift of prophecy. Are you catching what I'm saying? The real word wisdom and knowledge there is just wisdom and knowledge. This is the way this gift works. It's the one of knowledge, the one, I didn't say word of, because it's not it. Okay, let me put it this way. This gift is just knowledge, but when you speak it, it becomes a word of knowledge. But the gift, what was written originally, is just knowledge and wisdom. Knowledge works this way, that you don't really know in your head, but you know in this place that this is the right thing. And it's a gift of the Spirit. It's a manifestation of the Spirit. You don't know whether you should do invest in so and so because I don't know. But deep down here, you just know that this must be done. It's a, I don't know if anybody have ever experienced it before. Amen. Let me give you an example. As an entrepreneur, we started a company called Transity. And I spoke to Pastor K, who was a co-founder with me, that this business, we need like 2 million. Not this year. 2 million is nothing now. Those days, 2 million be like 20 million. That for us to actually scale, then say, where are we going to get 2 million now? This one that even 500,000 look like miracle. I said, I don't know. I said, so I just saw an advert. King Sonia had is doing a bed there. I said, you say we have mic, we have some camera. Can we just go there and do, just welcome, talk by Labi and Co. And then from there, we just say, yes, can you please do endorsement for us? We will now post and start going viral there because a celebrity has said, keep watching or listening or anything. That was our intention. To just have endorsement. Now that time, when you are doing business, you understand business. Whiskey and Co. I thought that year they were there. I don't know if it was that one because I never went. Sent our team. Said, oh yeah, go and catch endorsement. They went in the afternoon and they said the celebs are going to come for gala night. So I said, let's prepare ourselves for gala night. So Pastor K and the team went. Only for me to receive a call. I thought maybe the call was, we had finished and they were ready. I said, they've arrested us. I said, what did you do? They said, we don't have the license to take. So I said, what now happened? He said, Pastor, that's not even the issue. They have collected our memory card and broken it. And that memory card, the last wedding we shot is on it, somebody's wedding. I said, okay. That's what they call, don't let me say it, Ikude. Because now you are going to die in somebody's wedding. So I'm thinking, okay. See, if you are not ready for trouble, forget prosperity. You want to prosper? Get ready for trouble. So I'm telling you, I said, it's no big deal. I said, Pastor, I said, it's no big deal. I said, calm down. It's no big deal. They called me back. Pastor, are you on your way? I said, don't worry. Now, the wisdom there is that I can make phone calls to get you released, but if I go and they arrest me, nobody will bring me out. So you guys should still wait. Wait. I did tell him. So I kept making one way or the other, an influential person peeled them out. So they ran. Because before the PA of KSA will get there, they already left. Because they use leg. You know the way Nigeria works. So when the PA came back, he was very angry. Because they did it without their consent. So they began to look for the address of our company so that their lawyer can serve us. We can now know how much we will pay as damages because we still escape with one memory card. But there was nothing of their own content on that memory card. So Pastor K came back. And while the whole thing on Monday, because it was a weekend, I said, this is what we're going to do. I said, Pastor, whatever we want, me, I'm just out. I'm not doing this. I'm not good. I said, I'm not asking you to do it. Just help me write a letter. Now, it doesn't make sense, but it's called gift of knowledge. Write a letter on our letterhead stating to them that we know what happened, that I know what happened, and I would like to have a meeting with them because I have something for them that they would like to see. Pastor, you are setting us up. Pastor, you are setting us up. I said, write it. Because they don't know where we are. They thought maybe we came with all those companies from Lagos. It's better we just run. So they write them. So they wrote. And with the enthusiasm, they replied very fast, come. Now, when he told me they replied and said we should come, I know that if I go, I'm going to be arrested. So I prepared, made up my mind, called my lawyer, called this. Barrister Sam, I beg, I don't have money, help me. He said, are you still sure you want to go? Because the advice is you should not go. In my head, the true knowledge of this was it, don't go. Deep down on the inside, I know. It's not a hearing. It's just a knowing. And it's a gift of the Spirit. It's called knowledge. You will just know. The business you do, you will just know when to remove your money. You cannot, and you have that manifestation already. You just have to be taught that you have it. It's gift of knowledge. You just know that I'm supposed to buy this thing. Why? But the price is going down. I don't know too, but I know that I'm supposed to do it. I know I'm not supposed to write them for them to see where we are, but I also still know that's in my head. On the inside, I'm supposed to write them. So I said, place a call to them. I said, please, can they postpone by 3 days that I'll be coming in from Lagos? They said, okay, 3 days. So in 3 days' time, I took bike. I first stopped the bike few before the office. I said, look, we have police there. Let's go. As I came, they were just leading me. I knew I'm in trouble the way they were leading me because now people had my back. I said, okay, come, this is where you go. Only for me to enter, I was expecting them to hand me over to the police, and I met, who was I meeting? King Sonny, had they seated in the conference room. Say, is this the person we've been waiting for, this young boy? I said, yes. How old are you? I told him, I said, and you are the founder of that company? I said, yes. I said, how can I help you? I said, sir, I came to show you a product that we have. It's called an online radio. It can work for online radio, online TV. He said, this is my radio station. Can it be on it? I said, yes, sir. He said, how much will it cost you? I said, around 2 million. We need 2 million. He said, okay, let's negotiate now. Can you do for 1.5? No, can you do for 1.2? I said, let's do 1.5. So okay, let's do 1.4 now. I said, yes, so yeah, draft the contract. Me that they are looking for. We left the place with 1.4 million. Olga, knowledge, a knowing, and it's a gift of the Spirit. Now, it's better to practice the word in your business, in your career, in your office, than to know it in your head. The purpose of the church is to give you knowledge that you can practice when you go out there. Amen? Amen. Not the one that you go and use to argue on Facebook. It says the Greek word is teleosis. It's not actually tele. What's your problem? Teleosis, telecloakomia. He said it's homologia. Homologia, it means it's not the word there. It's not. You know, if you are in this church and you are like that, two things are bound to happen. You will either leave the church or you leave. Because I will keep seeing things that will make you angry. Any member of it has such that go and argue as Jesus on Facebook, I don't believe that the person is following me. Amen. If your life, the only way you can prove that you are following Pastor Lois is that your life will be radiating what I am teaching. Not that you go and be arguing and be making heaping followers online. We don't have that kind of calling to go and be. If I leave that to me, amen. It's not the job of the people that follow me to go and be arguing on Facebook and be telling people that they are wrong. Do you know what it means? That's pride. What if what you went to tell them that you are wrong, your pastor comes tomorrow and says, I was wrong. I thought it was like this, but when I was studying, I found that it is now like this. What will you do? Would you go and tell all of them too? Why not focus on hearing the word, applying it in your own life? Then let your life, let your story inspire someone that it's like this thing works. So if it can work for this person, I think I can also practice it. Let me give you a story about Pastor Thompson Yomoba. He's in Abuja. We used to be very close. We are still close, but not very close because everybody. See, Jesus and Jesus and John the Baptist, you know they were cousins, but they mind their ministry, amen. apart from that baptism that made them to be close, you never hear Jesus putting his mouth in John the Baptist matter again. Doesn't mean they are fighting. They are just busy. Amen. But he was talking to me one day, and he said, he works, you know, all these people that drill crude oil and all of that. So there's this machine that has been getting spoiled, and they've been fixing it. Are you catching what I'm saying? I've said this thing again and again. You must have heard me say that story before. So the boss just thought that it's a sabotage, that you guys just want to oppress me in this company. We've been fixing this and fixing. Just if that thing, he was angry with all of them. And he said, I just told myself that I have the gift, the manifestation of the Spirit. He said, I went there, I took our engineer, I said, remove this thing. Put this one that they removed before. Now they've been spending millions. You know what those machines cost to drill oil? They've been spending millions. They never got results. He said, I just said, remove this one, put this one. And he said, we've been using that thing for more than 6 months now. Word of knowledge. Or let me say knowledge. But when you speak it, it becomes a word of knowledge. Now, God answered that company's prayer by the manifestation of the Spirit in a believer, in a Christian's life. That's how Christians should influence the community, the society. This other one, you are not a Christian. You are a Christian, but we don't know the difference between you. You are working in an office. The office is dying. Everything is just, no, it's wrong. You have the manifestation of the Spirit. And it has been given to every man. Every man, not to some men. Are you catching what I'm saying? It's not for some people. You have. Say, I have. Be on your feet, everybody. Say, I have. The manifestation of the Spirit. Lift up your voice and thank him. Lift up your voice and thank him. Zababa lebra masabra baba yele masabayande. Rebro mostele bramosia dayadele goshko parakasiata. Ebando sotelebria nekaske. I have the manifestation of the Spirit. I use that manifestation of the Spirit in my business this week. I, by the gift of knowledge, know exactly what to do. I, by the gift of knowledge, know exactly how to behave. I, by the gift of knowledge, know where and how to address situations. In the name of Jesus, Labrado sokle prekteke rudia, Rabeketo sosobredia kotabalavash, Jagano telemo sakla prakteke, Rode saplakatiano jaba, Nerendo son saplakateke dori. Robre de kete se prodokosko frede beleketiziata. Rababa da shaka talama kobrede. Lando sonto kombre de kesko baratias kash. Robre de kesko palagarua de kleporoto zozo. Rotege balantoria brades kabayanda. Mantombre deske plokotos kapuria de glaburushki. Rabro doso kolemre ne mesoketele bros kabayash. Jekete belete zeblegedia ligo bragadia la kapande. Manco tegre brodele ke sopra katagayande la ruato prodoko sopra de keskebelevina rateges kabaya na lakoska. Amen. Now I want us to do a practical by the gift of knowledge. Because you see, teaching without practical will not make so much sense. Is there anything in your life right now that you know is a mountain? You can use the gift of knowledge. I can use the gift of knowledge for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. A knowing of what to do. Let me give you an example in church. A lady told me, she said, I want to be distributing Coke and Pepsi. I said, what do you do before? She said that she owns a school. And I said, where is the school? She said, the school has shut down. You know, if you have never run a school before, it's a very, very crazy business. Very, very crazy. This business has shut down. I said, do you know that the person that will help you is not in this region? I said, I know. I said, now, it still makes sense, you know, when you are talking like that. I said, do you know that by knowledge? I know you are not a young woman, but you are supposed to write a letter for internship. A married woman with kids. A headmistress, like school owner, proprietor, what do you used to call them? Proprietor or proprietress. I said, you're supposed to write a letter for him. He said, where will the letter of internship be? I said, I don't know. But I just know you're supposed to write a letter of internship to people who supply Pepsi and all of that. See, you want to do internship. In my head, what I'm saying is nonsense. Because there's an age you get to, your internship at maybe when your kids are already going to secondary school to go to university, what do you want to go on? Then she went to practice without me knowing that even she even took it serious and wrote internship to a company. You know, all those mass distributions. I just want to do internship. I was just hearing on this Wednesday that they have given her a deal to come and own the company entirely, that she should be paying small, small. I'm serious. The owner of the business, just like my own landlady, has another distribution of Pepsi in, you know, that region. I just say, I'm relocating abroad. Anything you can put together, bring it for deposit to show that you are serious. Be paying small, small. All good to everything. I will just use, we just transfer to you. My God. My God. My God. That's not normal. Amen. Knowledge. Now we'll get a better venue, but you know how you got this one. Amen. After you guys, I saw this, where's venue? First week, second week, no gathering. No, I said, thought, go to, well, is it what name of that foundation that is inside this estate? It was when you were going there. That's where you are going to. That's where you saw this place. Gift of knowledge. You will just know. One day, Pastor K has been looking for venue. Oh, they've been showing him one useless venue. A house that they built with, you know, bread stuff that they now put wood on. They say, they should come and use for church. I said, which one is this? I'm driving with speed with him in Ondo. I was driving his car. Suddenly, I almost hit one bike guy. I just turned to the right. That was the venue you guys were using in that gift of knowledge. You Pastor, what are you there? I said, there's venue inside. Please. Ah, have you been there before? No. How do you know? I just know. It's a manifestation of the Spirit. Where they are living now, you guys have been in that place in Ondo for maybe 1 year or so. They were expanding beyond that place. They needed another venue. I'm blessed enough for them. I was in town. And Pastor can look for venue. Has gone some places. I said, Bro Victor just said that there's one co-working space. So I said, let's go to that co-working space. We go to the co-working space. We spoke and all of that. They said, no. I said, okay, nothing. We just had their contact. One day, they just called me that they want to sell off everything there. I said, Pastor, okay, that's the venue. Amen. Why will anybody tell me that there's a co-working space and I will just know that I should go there? Is manifestation of what is called knowledge. And you have it because it has been given to every man. Every man. So God, you are praying about something in the spirit. You know, we're going to look at, in this series, we're going to look at oracle tongues and interpretation and how God uses, is actually manifestation of to your prayer. So you're praying about something. And it's just coming to you that, oh God, maybe an organization, a company, all right? It's just Lagos, Abuja, amen? You are just getting to know, a knowing manifestation of the Spirit. Are you catching what I'm saying, somebody? Just a knowing. Welcome, sir. A knowing in your spirit. I've given several examples with people. Are we still online? Glory to God. Even online now, we're going to use that gift. Because there are a lot of answers in what is called the gift of knowledge. Do you know that you can know that if you put your money in something, you will, this money, you will suffer. And many Christians are like that. They already knew before the thing went down. They just say, and I knew. Something told me. That's something. You can so much develop it that in your life, are you listening to me? You will never make mistakes. Now, I'm not being proud. But when I do some things and sometimes, you know, I'm talking to my wife and we start talking. I say, you know, I don't make mistakes. For 10 years consistently, Brother Daniel stays around me. I check time, 10:44, 9:44, like as I'm preaching now, every 44, I'll check time. I'm so accurate that I know every 44 in 24 hours, except I'm sleeping. And it has been like that. I say, I'm always at the right place at the right time. If something is going to happen and it's going to, I will not be there. I can't be on the wrong flight. A flight that we have problem, it's either it is canceled or something will happen. And it's called the gift of knowledge. You a knowing. Are you catching what I'm saying? God answers your prayer through the gift of knowledge. A known, you just know. And it is not for some people. And I told you, it's not word of knowledge, amen? Or word of wisdom, no. It is wisdom, it is knowledge. But when you speak it, it becomes a word. Are you catching what I'm saying? But the gift in itself is knowledge. So is there anything that is of concern to you now? You are entering this week. By that gift, we want to figure out the answer. Glory to God. Are you catching what I'm saying? We can figure out the answer. I've given practicals. I've given examples. Now it's time for you to practice it. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Can you pray in the spirit about any of your need right now? Pray in the spirit about anything you need right now. Because the Father supplies answers to our needs through the gifts. Through this gift. He supplies answer to these our needs through the gifts. Zeberua de blaba. Your accommodation needs by the gift of knowledge can be met. Your investors, I need investors. Investors, you can have answers by that gift now. Zagebolo to Sokro Bredia. Lagredes Koplono Senkeni. Landre de soploto sokotos rabakota labayande repedensko polonoska paradiate lembranoske plantosia macro bradakaskabayande. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Amen. Do you know that the investors you need by the gift of knowledge? By the gift of knowledge, you can have them. Amen. Amen. Yeah. I'll give you an example. Why you are still standing? Sorry, that I'm making you to stand. A young man like myself started a business and he entered into trouble. I was talking to you this morning in the car about. And he reached out and said, Pastor, some of you have seen that testimony on GPS many times. We've heard it again and again. He said, while I don't deal, EFCC is calling for me. By knowledge. Now, naturally, what you should do if you don't want to be in trouble is either you send your lawyer or you just go. But you know if you go, they will deal. But you send your lawyer and all of that. I just told him, I said, don't go. By knowledge. I said, oh, I have an example. Another example I will give now. Pay attention. Just avoid any message from them. If they call you, don't pick or anything. I said, the case will be dropped. By knowledge. No, your head cannot tell you that. The case will be dropped. I said, but expect more money from the person that took you to FCC. Not up to 3 weeks later, he sent us that testimony that we used to hear on GPS. The person sent him email for you to know that God told me to forgive you. The 30 million naira, forget it. And came to the office in Lekki Phase 1 and invested 50 million. Amen. The person, if I call his name now, you know, you hear his testimony. Something has happened like that with you, sir, Pastor. That I told you, I say, forgive them. When you forgive those people, progress began to open up. Amen. Normally, if somebody owes you, you are supposed to collect your money. But the knowledge of the Spirit of God is to do otherwise. This kind of knowledge is not head knowledge. And never in your life put your mind that this is how this thing will happen. I'm not asking you not to have great expectations. have expectations. When people promise you something, are you getting what I'm saying? When people promise you something, look up to, you know, but if people promise you something, never think that they will do it. Are you catching what I'm saying? If you want God to supply your needs, if anybody promise you something, do you know that when people promise me things, I have never in our ministry called them to remind them? I have never. I don't call. Because the moment you began to do that, you put your supply in that, you limit it. And it's not God that doesn't want to meet your need even through another channel, but your mind is already focused on that area. So much that when God is calling your attention to something else, you can't see it. So there are things that support the manifestation of the Spirit, and one of it is absolute trust in God and no trust in any man. I'm not saying you should not trust, and you don't understand, I'm saying you have trust issues. No, I'm just saying that you are not depending on any man for anything. Because the manifestation of the Spirit has tools that makes it work. You know, people who used to miss prophecy every time, it's because they depend on the news sometimes for their prophecy. I've been prophesying about Sharia taking place in Nigeria. 5 years, nothing that looked like that. Amen. By the time I said Southwest airplane will crash, that plane was doing well in America. I don't even know they exist. But I'm in my spirit and I'm hearing Southwest. Accuracy is total, getting yourself blind, all right, to human sources and 100%. So it's either God help you or you are finished. When you are like that, you will see help. Amen. I don't know if somebody came to church this morning. So anything that you need today, you know, while you were praying, the Spirit of God told me that one of you prayed about investment. Is there anybody that prayed about investment? Is there anybody? Lift up your hands. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. By knowledge, you can know exactly where the money will come from. Hallelujah. You can know exactly. Say, I know exactly. Not that look at me, sir. Not that we are, you know, maybe once is maybe, it's still not gift of knowledge. This gift of knowledge is a strong knowing that does not align with your head. Nigeria is a secular state, yet as at that time, 5 years ago, I was warning. It should be 6 years now. Sharia, and I did say it may happen. The reason why you should pray is because it will happen. Then it will now fail. But it will happen first. Amen. Watch it. It doesn't make sense. That investment can come to you with the speed of the Spirit this week. Amen. The question is, if it comes, will you know that it has come? I said, when we teach like this, there are people that get angry with us. It's all about material things. If it's not material things, What should we be doing? This is a special service. When I come, so let them know that you will take extra time. Amen. If you are following God for who God is, there's no problem. But who God is not known until you see what he can do. Who I am is seen in what I do to you. God is telling me to tell you that it's going to beautify your life this week. Amen. Amen. Not next week. This week. Amen. That it will beautify your life this week. Amen. Now that investment that you look forward to, I will not say publicly so that somebody will not catch the code. Amen. Praise the Lord. I know where it will come from. And I know how it will come. Amen. Is it on your clothing brand or something else? Okay. Is it a business I already know? Me? Now? I never knew. Wow. Jesus. Jesus. That's wonderful. Wow. That can only be by the Spirit. Amen. Can you imagine? It's still the same thing we're talking about. That one is gift of wisdom. Amen. And it says, has been given to every man, not pastor. It's a busy church like us, where they raise people like this. We know they're too big. Because once people just catch knowledge, they start calling themselves pastors. It's true. You know how many churches are in this Lagos that is from this place I raised them. Amen. Hey, because when you start raising the devil, casting out devil like your pastor, you start thinking you are a man of God. Amen. This, now let me tell you, the money is in something. And I feel I already told you the answer by the Spirit. But do you know there are two ways to do internship? You can do volunteering once in a week. All right. Are you catching what I'm saying? And you can do hourly volunteering because of many things that you do. You can even do after service volunteering because you are busy in church. Amen. But still see me, glory to God. Are you catching what I'm saying? By gift of knowledge, you can know what medication to give your children. You need that gift to be active 24/7. Taking Pella to hospital, one day, I got to the hospital, our own doctor, because our school in GRA had, they have doctors for the children. So upstairs, then downstairs clinic, and they have their own doctors. Then Pella is there. The doctor said, it is this medication that you give to her. Then we are driving out to go to pharmacy. And then the mom spoke to me, don't you think that we should check a government hospital? She said, don't you think? What I heard is, go to a government hospital now. Manifestation of the Spirit. We go to government hospital and they said the doctor is not on seat. You know them now. The doctor is not on seat. Well, the doctor is. And then the doctor forgot something in the office and ran. I said, I came to pick something. And then we said, you are not going anywhere. He said, you can't tell me what to do. He said, no, you are not going anywhere. He said, ah, I'm not going anywhere. True. Let me attend to check. Only for us to find out that she's supposed to be admitted. Gift of the Spirit. And then we said, admit her. Do I have healing power? Yes. How did I know? I'm finishing ISSM and I'm walking to my car. The Spirit of God said, go to hospital now. With my healing, he said, go to hospital now. Which hospital? The only one we know is the one of our school, but that's not the one the Spirit wants. There's a particular one he wants. Don't just live life. Please don't be a victim in life. Don't just live life by saying, okay, they open. And that's the way some people live life. There's a church. I will go to the nearest church close to you. There is a church you should be. There is a school your children should be. There is a time to even take your children away from some places by the manifestation of the Spirit. I pray now, as we close this service, that the graces that are in this message activate this manifestation now in the name of Jesus Christ. That you are in the right place at the right time doing the right thing. Amen. A knowing of the Spirit strong mightily on the inside of you. Amen. Is activated and made louder as superimpose the manifestation of that Spirit over the manifestation of the flesh. Amen. The voices of the Spirit will control you more than your head. Amen. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Shout amen, somebody. Amen. Did you come to church? Were you blessed? Have your seat. Let's give our offerings. So you don't give offerings online because you don't project on this. Please have your seat. Project your offering on the screen. Let people see. You never know one day somebody can just enter church and send you what 40 billion. Amen. My God, the account can crash. So if you want to give your offering, here we don't do cash, we just do electronic. But if you want to give cash, maybe you're the first timer, you can just go ahead and let's have some envelopes, and then you can pass them. But if you are doing electronic, just talk to a sister or a brother close to you and say, what's the offering account? I want to give my offering, and then you will be able to make your transfers then. Those of you online, give your offering. Give your offering also online.